This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering what's on the Traegers. Pulled pork sliders, barbecue baked beans with bacon. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. I actually came by here yesterday, and Tyler was cooking the pulled pork. I guess you have to keep it on the Traegers for quite some time. So spent a lot of time with the pulled pork sliders, but it'll be worth every morsel coming up a little bit later on.
So you were overseeing the
project. Yes, I was. Right. Yes, I was. I didn't plan on it. I came in back to the man cave later yesterday afternoon. I go, oh, and I was surprised to see Tyler here, and he was slaving away at the Traegers. I don't think he slept here, but he would if it would ensure that this would be awesome. But then the Traegers do that. They make it awesome. All right. It's a Friday. Phone calls are welcome. Emails, tweets, all the above. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo, will join us. We're going to try to say something nice about last night's game. We'll try to. A.J. Pruszynski, Fox Sports. He's doing the playoffs. The former Major League catcher will join us a little bit later on. Commanders did win last night. I don't know if it felt like a win, but it counts as one. 12-7. I've been saying the last couple of weeks, first team to 21. I can't even get a combined score to 21. Astros beat the Mariners. They're up 2-0 in the series. Guardians, Yankees postponed due to rain. We have afternoon baseball in the Bronx. We'll get you ready for the weekend in the NFL, also college football as well. We have the sorta sale after Todd's birthday, 50% off Todd's Limerick greeting cards, only at danpatrick.com. Game day, backyard barbecue candles, Penny's Bang biscuits, Penny's Bang jerky. They have all been restocked at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're watching on Peacock, we say good morning. Thank you. It's our streaming partner. And those listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great cities around America carrying this award-nominated program. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. The Bears are a proud franchise. Great history of football. But if you watched the game last night, probably wasn't the first thing or the last thing that came to mind. You have a second-year quarterback, Justin Fields. He struggled, and we knew Chicago was not going to be a playoff team. We didn't know they were going to be this bad. They don't have playmakers, and you start to wonder, what direction are you headed in? Do you have a franchise quarterback? That's where you always have to start. That's your first question. We got a quarterback? I don't know. And you got a new coach and a new GM, and it'll take time. But you've been told that for the last few years. Hey, it's going to take some time. And then you feel like, okay, they must have seen something in Mitchell Trubisky. Okay, maybe we have our quarterback. Okay, maybe we don't. Hey, we got Justin Fields out of Ohio State. Do we have our quarterback? I don't know. And watching him, I don't think he's your typical pocket passer. Although, what happens when you watch college quarterbacks, when they play for a team like Ohio State or Alabama, you know, some of these quarterbacks look a lot better because of the talent that they play with. I mean, Cardale Jones, I don't know how good he was. Dwayne Haskins, how good he was. You know, go back to Alabama, A.J. McCarron. Not quite sure. They look really good in the moment. Hey, you guys score 50 points. But is Justin Fields more of a Cam Newton kind of quarterback? Does he see himself as a Lamar Jackson kind of quarterback? Well, he's not there yet, obviously. He has got a terrible quarterback rating. I think only Baker Mayfield and Trey Lance have worse quarterback ratings than he does. He can beat you with his legs. I want my quarterback to beat you with his arm. Call me old school, but give me that opportunity that we can do something. Like Lamar Jackson can still beat you with his arm. Kyler Murray can still beat you with his arm. But I'm watching last night, and granted, he doesn't have any weapons whatsoever, except for Montgomery. It's a long, long year. And then you have Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz should be better. He had 99 passing yards. And it's not like he can rely on his legs where you go, well, thank God he can scramble. He doesn't anymore. Because that got him in this situation. But you're watching, and all of a sudden you're going, this is primetime football. And then so here's something for you. This year, two of the 69 games played on Sunday. So that's just about 3%. 3% of the games have combined for 21 points or less. Two of the six games played on Thursday night have combined for 21 points or less. That's 33%. Yes, it is.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Stop. And the Bears are only a couple of plays away from being 4-2. Obviously, a fake faux 4-2, but they could be 4-2. Here is the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, on Justin Fields.
I think you took a step forward. I really do. For me, the ability to take the ball and drive it down at the very end to give us a chance to win it, that's to me what was the improvement.
You had about 57 minutes of bad football, and then it got a little bit interesting. Just because, and we said this yesterday, it might be good because it'll be bad. It'll be close. Nobody's going to blow anybody out here. And then you had the moment with Ron Rivera. Now, earlier in the week, Coach Rivera of the Commanders was asked about what's the difference between his team, the Commanders, and the other teams in the NFC East. And he said quarterback. Okay, that's a big deal. Now, he's since kind of walked that back and apologized and meant to say the quarterbacks the other teams have been there for a little while. Jalen Hurts hadn't been there that long. Danny Dimes has been there but not played well. And Dak's been in and out of the lineup. Now, he says quarterback's the issue. And then there was the article ESPN had on Daniel Snyder. And Daniel Snyder, I guess, Daniel Snyder is quoted as saying he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. Well, Ron Rivera is like, no, I'm the one who wanted Carson Wentz. So Ron Rivera, given his comments on Carson Wentz, the owner says he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. Ron Rivera last night after the game defends Carson Wentz.
Honestly, I'm gonna speak my mind for a second. It's been hard. It really has. You lose four games in a row, and everybody wants to get you, you know, just get on you. And they've played their asses off. They have. They played their asses off for everybody. They come out and they show up. They work hard. All right. They don't complain. Okay. They hear all the stuff and they got to deal with it. I get that. And I respect them for that because they're resilient. They come back. Everybody keeps wanting to say, I didn't want anything to do with Carson. Well, I'm the guy that pulled out the sheets of paper, that looked at the analytics, that watched the tape in the freaking when we were at Indianapolis. Okay. And that's what pisses me off. Because the young man doesn't deserve to have that all the time. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Okay. Love coach, but he created this. He said quarterback. If he says, hey, you know what? The difference is they have maybe a better all-around team. The Cowboys have a better all-around team, and the Eagles do. But they got a head start on us, and give them credit. You know, we're trying to get there. He says quarterback. Well, is he all in on his quarterback? It doesn't sound like that. And then Daniel Snyder, the owner, says he's the one who wanted Carson Wentz. And then coach goes into that press conference, wants to get it off his chest, and then all of a sudden realizes kind of in the moment, man, I got to slow down here a little bit. I got to walk back a little bit here. The Commanders had 99 passing yards, 128 rushing yards. The Bears had 190 passing yards, 238 rushing yards. But, man, it didn't feel like the Bears' offense was explosive. Those are really good numbers. I mean, those are fine numbers. The Cowboys would take that. If you said, hey, Cooper Rush has got 190 passing yards, and they're rushing for 238, you're like, all right, another win. But that's not the case with the Bears. You got to do something when you get into the red zone. And they weren't able to do this. And you know what? Justin Fields had a couple opportunities, a wide open wide receiver. Yeah, Paul.
You know, one thing on Ron Rivera, I was listening back to that, and he's usually pretty cool. You know, he's intense, but he doesn't, you know, drop F-bombs and not known for exploding. I think that's a buildup where, you know, this guy's a football coach. And he's paid to coach football, but it seems like every 3 weeks he has to answer questions about his owner getting in a jam when the owner doesn't have to answer questions about getting in a jam. Why are we asking Ron Rivera about the owner's missteps? But this happens to him for like, he's in his year three of defending Dan Snyder or having to comment on Dan Snyder. And I think that's why he lost his cool. Like another article about my owner that I have to answer for. My job is to coach football.
Yeah, but he could have gotten out of this.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
He created this. He said quarterback.
He created it this week, but I think moreover, when he sees that article and he's like, I got to answer this tonight.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with Dan Snyder being a horrible person or owner. This is, if you want to comment on Dan Snyder, there are a lot of other things you could have commented on. This had to do with Daniel Snyder reportedly said he wanted Carson Wentz. And the reason why is that would take some heat off Daniel Snyder. It doesn't sound like he wanted Carson Wentz. He got Carson Wentz because people would talk about Carson Wentz. Understand that this whole bait and switch that Daniel Snyder has pulled off. Anytime we start talking about him, something happens where we move our attention to somebody else or something else in the organization. Right? How about the nickname? Wait a minute. I thought about these sexual harassment. No. Hey, what about diversity in the front office? I got an African-American, team president here. It's over here. No, it's over here. This is what he's done. He's been a master at doing this for 20 years. And he might have done that at the expense of Carson Wentz. Do you look at Carson? They would have been as good, if not better. And I said this at the time with Taylor Heinicke. I mean, I truly believe that. Players loved him. Got him to a playoff. Young, inexpensive, take your chance on him. See if you have it. Ride it out for a little while. You know, maybe you have a Cooper Rush type of quarterback there. Hey, you know what? He knows what he's doing. Carson Wentz goes out there, and it looks like he lacks any confidence. I wasn't going to say total confidence. He has the ability to make some great plays, but I don't think he has the confidence to be able to sustain that. He looks like he's always thinking. You also have Justin Fields. Nobody holds on to the football longer than he does. That's somebody who knows, I don't know who to throw to. Is anybody open? Also, you hold on to the football, you're probably going to have some pretty good rushing yards, attempts. And he had, what, 88 yards rushing last night. Not exactly what I want, but it's almost like that's the best you can hope for right now. Hey, you might throw for 200 yards, and why don't you be a two-way threat? Maybe you get us 50, 60 yards a game. Maybe. That's about it. But you're watching that game, and I call it Turds Day Night Football. And you know what? I should apologize to Turds Day Night. Yes, Seton.
Thursday Night Football has always been terrible, though. I mean, I know right now it seems glaring that it's really, but really, ever since its existence, ever since Thursday Night Football became a thing, it was always the worst game of the week.
The quality, you could have good teams, but the quality of play was not that
terrible.
Good. Last night, you didn't have good teams, and you didn't have quality of play.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's a bad combo.
Yes, it is.
That's a tough combination.
Yes. And I felt bad for Al Michaels, because Al would do the Sunday games. He'd have the marquee game. He was there, Chris Collinsworth, Football Night in America, Sunday Night Football, you know. Now, all of a sudden, he's looking around going, you know, retirement doesn't sound that bad. That damn Tirico doing Sunday Night Football, and I'm stuck doing this with Herbie.
Do you believe in mediocre football?
Yeah, yes!
I just imagine every time, like, they go to break and they take off their headsets, Al looks and they, well, Kirk, my boy, you got another one here. You know what I mean? Like, just some kind of snarky comment.
Arm yourself with the best defense for hunger, a Traeger grill. Set it and forget it. Convenience means you actually can watch the game, not the grill. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Start saving. And remember, use the promo code DP Show to get free shipping. We'll get to phone calls coming up. We got the big swagoo, Marcus Spears, set to join us. Yes, Paul?
I do have one last thing. I just want to say on defense of Daniel Snyder, you know, it was nice of him after this, you know, big story breaks yesterday for him to lay low, stay home, don't go to the road game. You know, stay in the back of the suite if you do go. Don't sit out front so the cameras can focus.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he did the opposite.
Yes, I see.
My bad. Back to you.
Billionaires don't like to be told what to do.
Period.
Yes. He doesn't want to be told what to do. Hey, you know, maybe not go. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be right there. They need to see me. Absolutely.
Dude's got brass ones, man.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have a pair.
I ain't scared.
He might have four of them.
He should have been sitting there with like a big folder going through it, like a dossier. Yeah, like, just one of those big things, those three-ring binders that are huge, and just start penciling through
all them. These random pictures that look like they were taken from a distance. Like,
You know, things are redacted.
No, it says ESPN on the outside of it. Like, this is the ESPN article.
It's a briefcase with handcuffs on it. It comes in, sets it down, opens it.
Some guy with glasses and one of those telephoto lenses walks in and has an earpiece in.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to the big swagoo, get his thoughts on the big games coming up this weekend. Cowboys, Eagles, Bills, Chiefs. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Seton's got the honors of a poll question today. Anything off last night's game, Seton, or something to the contrary?
Which fan base should feel worse today after last night's game, the Commanders or the Bears?
I would say, are we talking short-term or long-term?
Who should feel worse?
Okay. I would say the Commanders, because you still have that owner, that quarterback.
That dumbass name, too.
And
what's up, Commander?
Hey, Commander. That sounds like something Paulie would say when he doesn't know your name.
I used to.
Yeah. Hey, Commander.
Paul called me Captain this week, and we almost came to blows.
Hey, Captain.
Privately in my head, hey, I was Captain. Like that.
What's up, Chief?
Hey, that's another one. Hey, I do. Hey, bud. How are you doing?
Oh, I do. Who do you root for? I root for the Commanders.
Boss, sport, champ.
Marcus Spears of the Mothership, NFL analyst. You can see him at 4 Eastern weekdays on ESPN. Laura Rutledge, Ryan Clark, Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky. Which fan base should feel worse today, Big Swagoo?
Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Commander. Listen, man, first of all, you could see the frustration boiling over from everything that's going on. Ron Rivera having to clear up calling out Carson Wentz last week and saying, I didn't mean that. It's a lot of, I didn't mean that going on in Washington right now. They need to figure something out. It's bad when you win a game and you do what, Ron Rivera had to do in the locker room after the game. Like, so it just tells you about the culture, man. And this is the antithesis of it starts from the top.
Yeah.
Okay. That is like, if it was any definition of usually your company or whatever you're associated with is going to be a reflection of the person that's in charge. Well, here's your definition of that. Winning or losing, but you could see it, man. You could see dejected, especially with the way the game was played. You get a win against Chicago, who everybody acknowledged before the season is not good. And it didn't even feel like a win, BP.
It
didn't even feel like a win.
I agree. Yeah, it's one of those we won. Let's not spend too much time celebrating this. But I'm trying to assess Justin Fields. I got an idea who Carson Wentz is going to be.
Yeah.
The rest of his career. Justin Fields, I just don't know, because normally a young quarterback is not playing on a really bad team. They would ease you in. But now when they draft you first round, top 10, you're playing right away no matter what the lineup and talent level is around you.
Well, here's the problem. And I'm so glad we have an example of how much coaching matters. Do you see what Brian Daboll is doing in New York? And remember how we talked about how terrible the New York offensive line was and how bad Daniel Jones was? Well, we seeing coaching overcome some of that.
But explain what he's doing, though.
Okay. So just strictly on the field, DP, from a football context, a lot of it now is Daniel Jones on the move, using his athleticism, i.e. that's what Luke Getsy should have did last night. Okay. Max protection, keeping six or seven more guys in to give Daniel Jones that time. Mm-hmm. Because Daniel Jones' mind has been warped from his early years in New York. Like, he's dealing with what we're watching Justin Fields deal with right now.
But just like Sam Darnold did with the Jets.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times last night looking at that game, where in 2 seconds, Justin Fields had to get out of the pocket or he was getting hit. The dude got hit so much last night. I didn't know if he laid on the ground after like 4 hits in that game. And I'm thinking, like, what is happening right now with this offensive line? So what Daboll has done is he's identified his best player on the team as Saquon Barkley. His quarterback has been in a bad situation. And now I'm going to coach to his elite abilities. Daniel Jones' elite abilities is his athleticism and his accuracy, how he can place the ball. Mm-hmm. So if he has time and getting him away from the rush, he can actually throw the football and complete passes. Unlike Justin Fields last night with Luke Getsy, you keep doing 3 and 5 step drops, standing him in the center of the pocket, knowing your offensive line isn't good, and you expect something to change. He's not there yet with throwing the ball with anticipation. It takes most young quarterbacks a year or two to figure that out in the NFL game, that your guy is open when you don't think he's open. But you're not giving them a chance with a bad offensive line and obviously with the play call. Like, I just don't – even Dan, it was such a bad display of football last night on both sides. But I don't know – if Justin Fields' mind isn't going to get warped in Chicago if they don't make a significant change with how they're playing and also get some personnel around him. Great throw to Mooney for a touchdown. He bobbles it.
Yeah.
A great throw on the touchdown. Like, the dude can throw. And we know he's an elite athlete, but they keep dropping him in the center of the pocket and just telling him to stand there and play football. And I don't agree with that. Even though he can do it, his team is not where it needs to be yet for him to be able to do that.
He's Marcus Spears from the Mothership. You can see him on NFL Live weekdays at 4 Eastern. Troy Aikman's quoted as saying that the Cowboys should look at keeping Cooper Rush as the starting quarterback if he happens to win this game against Philadelphia.
DP, I knew you was going to do it. I knew you was going to do it, man. I don't know what the hell wrong with everybody. Okay? Listen, this is as simple as this. And I keep saying it. I even cursed on Twitter. Okay? Whoa. I curse a lot on Twitter, but I cursed on Twitter about this. When Dak Prescott is healthy enough to come back to play, he's going to play. Let me put that out there. This great mojo, all of this karma, all of this stuff, okay? It's great. I'm happy for Cooper Rush. I'm happy that the Cowboys are winning. You don't know one bigger fan outside of Michael Irvin than me of the Dallas Cowboys. That's in the national media. So I get it. And I'm excited about what Dallas has done. I think Kellen Moore deserves as much credit as anybody because he's actually had to kind of step his game up and figure out ways to get this offense moving. But DP, we know the test is this week. And I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to be able to throw for just 100 yards with zero touchdowns and win this game. As good as the defense is in Dallas, and I think they are elite as it gets when it comes to all of the units in the league, this is going to be about your quarterback making plays continuously throughout the football game. That's the type of pressure that's going to be put on Cooper Rush. And then if he responds and answers, great. And if Dak is healthy, Dak could be playing against Detroit.
I also wonder, though, and I said this to Chris Collinsworth yesterday, because they have the game on NBC on Sunday night. You have a blueprint here for success, right? You're running the football, playing great defense. When Dak comes back, why not adhere to the same blueprint? Now, you might throw it a little bit more, but it doesn't feel like that's what's going to happen here. So explain that to me, Marcus.
That's why me and you here, DP, because before Cooper Rush played a game, everybody was alluding back to remember last year when he played against Minnesota, or the year Dak got hurt, he played against Minnesota, and he threw the ball all over the yard and had a tremendous amount of success. And that's the game that everybody relatively start talking about. Like, this is who we can be with Cooper Rush. No, Kellen Moore decided, okay, I got an offensive line that is coming along with a bunch of guys that's playing together for the first time. The easiest way to build rapport with an offensive line is to run the damn football. Everybody that's been covering football for any length of time knows that that is how you gel an offensive line as fast as possible. And then once you realize, or if you realize you can do it, you can build so much around that. We did an 8-minute segment on NFL Live, I think a week ago, about the play action and how important it has become again in the NFL. Everything had been so spread out. Everybody was in shotgun every play. And the Cowboys finally had the epiphany that even when they built the team, when Dak took over for Romo, this was the blueprint that they wanted to use. We had Zeke Elliott as one of the top three running backs in the NFL. The offensive line was one of the best run blocking offensive lines, and everything for Dak worked off play actions. It's very similar to what we're watching right now. So, yes, keep this same template. Now, DP, does it mean you're going to be able to? No, teams get better and you're going to have to throw the ball. You may find yourself down. I don't know with this defense if you're going to find yourself down too much. So you may be able to stay within what you want to do. But ultimately, man, yeah. And this is why Kellen Moore deserves some credit. And maybe by none doing of his own, but you know, when you take a step down with the ability of your quarterback, you have to become more creative as an offensive coordinator. You got to figure out ways to help this guy in certain situations. And if you keep this same energy when Dak gets back, what I've been seeing, DP, is receivers that are wide open off play action. I've been seeing Tony Pollard touch the ball a lot more. I've been seeing Zeke being used in between the tackles and on the perimeter. All of these things become stagnant when you got Dak because you want to tee it up and throw the ball 40 times and have the number one offense in the league instead of winning games. The formula for Dallas these past four wins have been take care of the football, run the football, and don't put out defense in bad situations. And it's paid dividends for them.
Should the Chiefs be underdogs to the Bills at home?
No, I grapple with this one, DP, because I love, first of all, both of these teams. And I do believe the Bills from 1 through 53 is probably a more talented team. outside of the quarterback, but I think Pat makes up for like three guys. I ain't gonna even lie, bro. I'm not trying to be funny. I think the dude make up for three guys. Like whatever you lacking, I think he makes up for it in a way. Now you can't overcome certain things as a quarterback, but his offensive line is solid. I know Brown gave up a lot of pressures to Max Crosby last week, but I really believe this team, like the Chiefs, man, I think we've just gotten tired of seeing the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Okay. And this Buffalo team, when they added Von Miller, obviously brought him over because of what happened in the playoffs last year. But Patrick Mahomes been playing against people like this since he got in the league. He's been playing against elite rushers. He was under a lot of duress against the Las Vegas Raiders. Dude had to come back from 17 points down in that game. So I know we just can't get fatigued of it, man. Like it, what they're doing, and I know missing Tyreek is a thing, but what he's been able to do and what he's been able to accomplish, like throughout the duration of his time, and for this team not to be changed as much as we think, they're actually solid on defense. I thought that would be their Achilles heel. They're solid on defense, not great, but they always make opportunistic plays. I just don't see Patrick Mahomes being an underdog at home unless he playing with four or five guys hurt. And that ain't the case in this situation.
Great to talk to you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us as always.
My brother, you know it. I'll talk to you soon.
Could you put Mike Greenberg in that safe right behind you? Could you, like, what is in that safe right behind you?
It's a lot of hun. DP, you see?
Yeah.
You see my deer right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hunt, man. Me and my son hunting fish. We're going fishing tomorrow, actually. But my guns are in that safe.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrong house to try to enter.
Okay.
All right, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
You know it.
All right.
Okay.
Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. All right. I got you. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Happy Meat Friday. Thanks for taking my phone call again. You know, I don't have a stat of the day for that ugly game last night. I don't think it's worth a stat of the day. I was felt very supported yesterday. You talked about your condition. You're having to touch. You're having to move things. You did mention something that I feel the same way about is when you see something that's been moved, put it back where you saw it. So my question on that, and I also have a follow-up question. My question on that is when you get home, do you look and get hyper aware for things you need to move before you can relax? Or do you have your area that you relax on your own in your basement only?
No, every place I go. I walk in, and if I see that there's a picture that's crooked or just something that's not where it's supposed to be, then I react to it.
And then once you fix that, a little bit of the anxiety and the need goes away.
Well, I keep an eye on things, but yeah, I mean, it does happen. I know we had fun with it, but it's every day that this happens. When I walk into this man cave and there's so many things here, I'm always looking what's out of place. It's like I'm a set designer for a TV show. I want to make sure it looks great when you're watching. And I'm very fortunate to have an unbelievable man cave. But I come in and I'm always looking at what could be wrong. What doesn't fit? Why is that there? That's supposed to be there. And Fritzy and Seton don't really care about their desk. Like, I really care about their desk, but it's a TV show.
We're afraid to touch it. I think it's part of the reason, because you have it exactly the way you set it up in front of us.
Yes.
I kind of do. I don't care about it, but I did want to take more ownership over my desk and what's on it.
If you would like to change your desk setup, you can.
Like this dude, somebody sent me, I think it was Ranger maybe, somebody sent me an autograph of the Nirvana bass player, Chris Novoselic. That was awesome, so I put that up there.
Yeah, that's fine.
People want to send me more awesome stuff, I'll put it up here and just start replacing this other stuff.
No, it's fine. Like, I have a John Madden autograph helmet there. I got Rudy. There's an autograph Rudy helmet there, you being Mr. Notre Dame. I mean... Yes, Tom.
What if you see something crooked or out of place on an actual human being? Where does the line get drawn? Someone's got a crooked tie or someone's necklace looks a little tangled.
I have been known to straighten somebody's tie.
Okay.
I've done that. Yeah, because sometimes you'll see somebody and they'll tie a tie and they don't really tie it very well. And then you go, all right, let me help you with that. I mean, I spent how many years wearing ties? And I, you know, just want you to look good. Yeah, Marv.
It got weird when you said, hold on, handsome, and you started straightening my tie out. And I was like,
I did not say, hold on, handsome.
You said, hold up, handsome.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
When we were in Chicago for the Radio Hall of Fame
thing,
when I got downstairs to the lobby of the hotel to meet everybody, your brother fixed my collar.
Yes.
And was like, hey, here, man, like you're a little out of whack here.
Yeah.
And the person that was standing next to him, who I won't name, was like, oh, yeah, I noticed that too, but I wasn't going to tell you. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I know what kind of dude you are. No problem.
Was that McLovin?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay. Man, they wanted you to look bad.
They were okay like with me looking bad.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't think that's OCD. I think that's helping a brother out.
Helping a brother out, yeah.
If you see someone about to give a speech and their tie's all whack, you go, hey, man, let me help you out real quick and fix the tie.
Hey, bud, flies down.
Yeah.
Like, that's just giving somebody doing a solid for them. Like, hey, man, don't go looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
But that person was okay with me looking like an idiot, and I will not forget it.
But the condition I have, if you want to call it condition, I didn't know there was a name attached to it, hapmania. I think is what it's called, something like that.
Yeah.
But somebody's like, oh, it's just called awareness. It's not awareness. I don't know if anybody here walks up to a picture and you know, tries to put it in place if it's a little bit off. But I go into a room, and that's the first thing I'll notice. I'll notice if things are a little askew. Yes, Todd.
But it doesn't bother you that you do that, right? It's not, again, we talked about it yesterday. It's not keeping you from enjoying your life and going about your business. Do you wish you didn't have that urge to do that?
It doesn't bother me. It would bother me if I didn't do it. How's that?
Okay. So you feel compelled to straighten things out.
But this bothers me.
This conversation with me.
This conversation bothers me. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Troy Aikman discussing the Dak Prescott Cooper Rush situation. He was on the Ticket, Ticket Sports Radio in Dallas. And here's Troy.
I feel like we've been trying to talk people off the ledge that even if the Cowboys win with Cooper Rush on Sunday night, Dak's ready to come back, and
yeah.
Hey, thank you for your time. But you think things change? I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying that, you know, I'm going off of what the owner said.
Okay.
And you know, he said that he would welcome a quarterback controversy, and I understand what he's saying. He's,
yeah.
Meaning, I hope we win, right? I hope we win without Dak and. And that people are wondering what we should do. I went through this back in 91. And when Steve Beuerlein came in and won the last five games of the regular season, and then I was ready to play. And Jimmy stayed with Steve in the postseason. And, you know, I wasn't happy about it. And I don't think there was questions within the organization as far as who was the future for the franchise. But those become hard questions. It's the only position it probably happens at, because if you're 4-0, 5-0, and your linebacker's out, well, when he's ready to play, he comes back in and plays. But at quarterback, there's a lot, obviously, with that position. There's a reason why they change quarterbacks when teams are struggling, regardless of however the quarterback may be playing. But if they're winning, and they win a big road game against Philadelphia, I could see where there is some pause, and you say, "Well, you know, how exactly do we handle this?" And I don't know. I'm not in no way. You know, I can see it now. The headlines are.
Aikman says play Rush.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, Dak is the quarterback of this franchise. I love the guy, and they're better with Dak at quarterback. But the team's playing good football right now.
All right, it's Troy Aikman on the Ticket in Dallas. We wanted to play the entire segment there, at least give you more of a context of what he was saying. Because the headline does read, you know, Troy thinks that the Cowboys should stay with Cooper Rush. But he didn't say that. The headline doesn't do justice to what he said. I think it's a conversation. Troy was involved in something like this in his career. And it is tricky. I would stay with Cooper Rush even if Dak is healthy going into this game. You sort of have a game plan here, a formula, and you're going to play Philadelphia. That's a really good team. I know they're in your division, but look at this bigger picture. And even if Cooper Rush throws for 250 yards, three touchdowns, and they win by two touchdowns, I'd still have Dak Prescott ready to go. And they do have a bye week. They have the Eagles. They have the Lions. I'd ease him back in here. But, I, you know, once again, Jerry Jones is going to update on the medical condition of Dak Prescott. Yes, Paulie.
If you go back to remember when Dak Prescott was a rookie and he was drafted, I think, late third round or maybe early fourth. So he had a lot more than Cooper Rush coming into the league, a lot more promise, expectations. And Tony Romo gets hurt. So they bring in Dak Prescott. He started kind of slow. His first two games, no touchdowns, no picks, no touchdowns, no picks. Then he had 16 touchdowns and two picks in his next seven games. Yeah. Dak Prescott really hit the gas. He had a couple 300-yard games. He was not Cooper Rush just biding time and, you know, avoiding.
Well, they're not going to let Cooper Rush cook. But, let's not kid anybody.
Yeah, they did let. They
he
let,
can set the table maybe, but he's not cooking.
Yeah, Dak won a bunch of games. I think he won nine straight as the starter and had major yards and touchdowns in those games.
Yes,
and then Romo got benched forever.
Yes, he.
But maybe they just let Dak be more of a sous chef. You know, you could cook a little bit, but not anything crazy.
In case you're wondering, Cowboys plus 6.5 against the Eagles. I think this started out at like plus 4.5, gone up to plus 6.5. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. The Bills are favored over Kansas City. First ever home game, Patrick Mahomes has been an underdog.
That feels disrespectful.
It does. It's weird because Kansas City's playing well. Patrick Mahomes playing well, Kelsey, yeah. That defense, Chris Jones, and then, I mean, the Bills look like that. That didn't even look like a game. It looked like a kind of a Josh Allen pro day where they said to the Steelers, hey, can you guys sort of play defense here and then Josh is going to have a pro day? And that's what it felt like.
At home?
I know. I'm surprised. Well, you could always bet on that if you wanted to take the Chiefs minus the 2.5. Seton O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Pie of the face.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo wings to the faith.
Now I got my family saying that. Whenever it'd be like, I don't know. I kind of like pie to the face. Brandon in L.A. Hey, Brandon. Welcome.
Hey. Hey, Dan. So a Devontae Adams movie wreck, Billy Wilder's Great The Fortune Cookie, where Jack Lemmon's a sideline photographer in the NFL, gets run over, and then his brother-in-law, Walter Matthau, goes about suing the football player. Great take on it. And
Good call. Good pull on that. Yes. That's true. I remember at least the plot for that movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Bubba in Iowa. Hi, Bubba.
Hey, DP. Hey. I agree with you guys 100%. Thursday night football has been trash lately, but I'll tell you, there is a savior, and it is your local junior high football team on Thursday nights. I've been watching ours for the last 6 weeks, and that has been Thursday night football for me. These boys and these coaches have been putting on a clinic. Compared to what I did in junior high, these kids can run, pass, tackle. They're on another level, so I got to give a shout-out to the Wapsie Valley Warriors for 2 years undefeated. Great effort. Coach Hogan, Coach Reese, Coach Mathers, Coach Jeans, and all them little Warriors, and Coach Monk. Awesome job.
Thank you, Bubba. Thank you. It's about time somebody gave them a shout-out on national radio. Yes, Mark.
It's going to be my best of the weekend.
Yes, Bubba.
Do they score more points than the Iowa football team?
Oh, whoa. Probably. Yeah, Paul.
Do these youngsters play on Thursday night? Is the game broadcast?
I think it sounds like that.
You know, for the people who complain about Thursday night football, would you prefer none?
Probably.
Well, okay, wait a minute.
If you
said there was no football game last night, knowing what you know today.
Because then you got to spend time with other people and do things that you don't want to do.
But you know, when you're in love, you love spending time with others.
There's always college football on.
Yeah, I watched a lot. I watched Central Florida against Temple. I watched West Virginia against Baylor.
Were you referring to watching baseball, by the way, by spending time doing things you didn't want to do?
Wow.
Because that would have been...
Wow. Well, I can't help but watch it because Fritzy's, you know, whenever the Astros are playing, he's always updating me on the Astros. You're a faux Astros fan.
What a phony.
You are. You're a... Fastro.
Astro. Fastro.
Yeah. P-H-O. Phony.
So weak.
I know. But you try to give me that impression. There's no other team you react that way to. When Yordan Alvarez homers, you're like, Yordan! And then exclamation large letters when you text him.
I got excited.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Is A.J. Pruszynski going to join us today?
It's possible that he overslept there, having trouble. He's out on the West Coast getting ready for the big game later.
How is this going to feel for you going into the week?
Not loving it.
No.
I can only go on the words of the people I communicate with.
Would you rather have Meat Friday or A.J. Pruszynski call in right now?
I'd rather have A.J. call in.
You're lying to me.
I would.
Pulled pork? Really?
Pulled pork? Coleslaw? You sure, Todd?
Nobody?
I like A.J. Pruszynski. He can call Monday.
Yeah.
Do you have... this day in sports history, Paulie, I have, there's a lot of them, and I know that I try
already?
To, well, I usually go to you in the final, like, 2 minutes of the show, and then I always feel like you're not ready to get all the information in that you need to.
Okay, 1945, the Chicago Cardinals had the longest losing streak in NFL history, 29 games in a row. 1962, George Blanda of the Houston Oilers threw 6 touchdown passes against the New York Titans, defunct. George Sparky Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games and the World Series in both leagues. He's in the Hall of Fame, right?
I believe so. And I was told by a baseball historian when we were talking about who's the first genius, Sparky Anderson's name came up before Tony La Russa. But I just remember Tony La Russa, it almost felt like Tony La Russa, genius. It always went with his name. I don't remember Sparky Anderson of the Reds or Tigers where somebody said that, but a baseball historian got a hold of me. Wayne Gretzky, on this day, scored his first NHL goal, 1979. I actually saw him with the WHA Racers, Indianapolis. How many games did Gretzky play for the Racers? Like 19 games?
At age 8. I'm 18.
It could have been 8.
It could have been 8.
It could have been 8.
He would have been second line if he was 8.
Yeah.
He played 8 games at age 18 for the Indianapolis team. He had 6 points in 8 games.
I went for a job interview in Indianapolis and didn't take the job. But I remember when I got there, they said, oh, we got this guy who's really good in hockey. And I kept thinking, is anybody in Indiana going to care about hockey? And it was Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, Paul.
His stats are, they're Jerry Rice silly, but worse. At age 19 in Edmonton, he led the league with 137 points, 86 assists, 51 goals. 19. 2 years later, he had 92 goals, 120 assists, and he was 50 points ahead of anyone in the league.
But now, if we just took his assist, is he still the all-time leading scorer?
I'm almost sure you're right. He's got...
Because I don't know. Ovechkin, I think, can catch him in goals. But as far as you've put on the assist there with Wayne.
Yeah, Gretzky led the league in assists and goals 6 different times.
Yeah.
That's kind of like... Would that be akin to like winning the Defensive Player of the Year in basketball and leading in scoring? Didn't Michael Jordan do both?
Perhaps you've heard of
first
him.
Team all.
No. Goals and assists would be like... scoring an assist. Nate Archibald leading the NBA in scoring an assist. Steve Bartman on this day, 2003.
Remember that?
Yeah. Deflects the foul ball away from Moises Alou. Cubs go on to give up 8 runs in the inning, lose to the Marlins 8-3. Yes, see?
That feels like a big yawn now.
Yeah, but it doesn't. No, because there's still a question mark. Like, we haven't heard from Bartman. Like, it just feels like that story is not complete.
But that to me is kind of why it's like, yeah, just leave the dude alone. They won.
Oh,
let's move on.
I agree. I agree with you on that. But it just feels like, and I guess we want to know how bad it got for him. Right? Because I'm sure it got really bad for him. Yeah, Paul.
If you watch that 30 for 30, they obviously don't have him. But one of the best interviews is they have the security person. This woman for the Cubs, and she walked Bartman to a friend's apartment two blocks away.
Yes.
Can you imagine him sitting there as thousands of people are streaming out angry?
Looking for him.
Yeah, and he's sitting in some dopey apartment in Wrigleyville thinking, how am I going to get home? How can I go to work tomorrow and all that stuff?
So it's almost an anniversary for me. When did we have the fake caller call into SportsCenter claiming to be Bartman?
That would have been...
Was it the same year? I don't know what day that was.
It was probably 6 weeks later.
No, it was.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was a tough day. That was a tough day. How does Howard Stern's butt cheese taste, right. I think?
And that was not Steve Bartman calling.
Yeah, that's when I knew it wasn't Steve Bartman, when Captain Jenks punked me there. Let's take a break, and I'll let Fritzy grind over trying to get AJ present. You know, at this point, it's okay. You know,
it appears he has overslept.
He's overslept.
He's not answering his phone. Right? He's either intentionally not answering his phone or he's sleeping.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep during his broadcast tonight. Game 3 of the NLDS Dodgers Padres.
Look at you, still doing the plug anyway.
Yeah.
You
probably add a few more V's to his name, if you know what I mean.
Zinsky.
AJ Perth.
Wait,
Zinsky.
Whose voice are you imitating there?
I don't know. For some reason, it's like my crappy joke voice. Probably add a few more V's to that guy's name, you know what I mean?
Honk, honk.
Z's.
In the morning.
It's Meat Friday. I'm watching Tyler. Oh, it is. He's creating. Oh, that looks good. Let's take a break. I got the fire burning. We got the outdoor pork sliders, baked beans. Let's go out. Come on, let's go out and forget about Todd not getting AJ Pruszynski as a guest on the show. Who's with me?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.